Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsyguy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we talk with the staff, residents, and volunteers of the YWCA of Muncie, an organization that improves the quality of life for women and their families in Muncie. The YWCA is a shelter for homeless women and homeless women with children.
I'm Kim Campbell Beasley. I'm the president of the board of directors.
My name's Nancy Buechert. I'm the executive director at the YWCA.
I have a long family history with the Y. In fact, as a kid, I went there often and learned to swim there, which is a very common story you hear from women in Muncie. My mother served on the board and was the president of the board in 1962. I've always had an affection for the Y. I think at the time my mother was the president, it was really more of a social organization. They did good work, certainly, but they had things like the teen canteen, and it's gotten a lot more serious what the Y does now. It's very essential to the community to have a facility like this. So, you know, I'm just pleased that in my own tiny little way, I can help somewhat.
We are doing a good job. The YWCA is doing a good job. I firmly believe that. With more help, we can do a better job, and that's our goal. We need single beds. We need dressers. We need televisions. Each dorm-style room is furnished with a single bed, all the bedding plus pillow, etc., a desk chair, a sitting chair, a dresser, a television, and cable TV. We supply all of that. So we need donations of those items. We need single beds. We need dressers. We need desks. We need televisions. These women all do their own cooking in shared kitchen facilities. And so they share refrigerators. We have over 30 refrigerators in our building. Some of them are in pretty rotten shape right now. And we actually are short 3 refrigerators. We always need refrigerators. We always need washers and dryers because they have shared laundry facilities. We're not asking for new items, just good used working items.
I think the YWCA has been a little, I don't want to say underground, but maybe forgotten for some years. You know, we're really rebuilding and becoming essential to the community.
We love volunteers who want to come in and volunteer and work for a while. And believe it or not, one of the biggest things we need volunteers for is to sort donations, which is awesome. We get donations of clothing, of household items, of kitchen items, things that we can sell in our resale store, things that we can't use for the residents or that aren't practical to use for the residents or sold in the resale store.
The board of directors needs to diversify. We'd like to have some younger women, some women who have had different life experiences. We have a great board. I would say we have a very active board, but if there's any young women out there who are interested in serving, you get as much out of it as you put into it.
Information about how you can connect with YWCA of Muncie is available at www.muncieywca.org or 765-284-3345. If you missed any of the shows featuring the YWCA of Muncie, you can listen anytime at indianapublicradio.org. Next month, we'll feature Cornerstone Center for the Arts. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsyguy and produced by Stephanie Wiegman. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can develop and enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible through the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.